Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. You're listening to Selling to Schools Radio, and I'm your host, Glenn McCandless. You know, webinar marketing and the whole field of content marketing is front and center on everyone's mind. And it's the topic of all kinds of newsletters and blogs. Everybody seems to have an opinion or advice on how to do successful webinar marketing. But as you probably know, the educator audience presents some unique challenges and opportunities. And that's why I've invited back to my show Lisa Greathouse. She's with Simple K-12, and she is an expert on webinar marketing for the K-12 audience with hundreds of webinars and many years of experience. Lisa was on this program last year. We had a huge positive response and a big audience. And now she's back with some new ideas and new approaches for using SMS text messaging and social media and some other tricks to increase webinar attendance and educator engagement. Lisa, I am so glad that you could take time to be here again.
Hi, Glenn. Yes, thank you so much for having me back, and hello to everyone tuning in. I'm very excited to kind of share about some of the new things that we've been doing since our last show, Glenn. So I think we have some great information in store.
Fantastic. Well, let's dive in. So, Lisa, some of our listeners, and I will confess, even me to some extent, doesn't really know much about what SMS stands for, that acronym, and what it is. So could you just give us a quick overview of how it works?
Sure. Well, it actually stands for short message service. That's what SMS is, but basically it's text messaging. And with an SMS service provider, you're able to send text message marketing or promotions or notifications to clients. And there's various ways that you can use SMS marketing. And when you use a service, an outside service, they help you to stay in the best practices. There's some new rules and regulations about SMS marketing, kind of similar to email, things you just need to watch out for. So with SMS, you're able to do that in a safe environment and just engage your audience in a new way.
Well, that sounds perfect. I mean, text messaging is the key thing these days. It seems like we've come full circle with voice. Now we're back to text. So, you know, I often get questions, Lisa, I'm sure you do too, from people who are interested in selling and marketing services, products into the K-12 market. They say, well, how can I best engage with educators and get my message across? These people are so busy, they're distracted, there's a lot of noise level. How does the combination of SMS with the webinars address some of these challenges?
That's a great question, and actually webinars are the reason that I even wanted to get into any SMS marketing. It's like sometimes you will face a problem and you say, how can I improve this problem? And our problem was, which I think a lot of folks have, attendance rates at webinars. We would get 2,000-3,000 people registered for a webinar, and at some times of the year we might see as low as 20-25% attendance rates. And we just say to ourselves, now imagine if we had 100% attendance. So that was our problem that we were trying to solve, and we were doing the standard things, follow-up email reminders, sending them the iCal to put on their calendar, and I was like, well, what about this SMS thing? And to be completely open, Glenn, I had never used that as a marketer. No one on my team had, so it was an experiment for us. So we started using it post-webinar registration as completely optional. And what we did was when we do the webinar registration landing pages, one of our theories is to ask for the least amount of information. We don't ask them for their phone number. We don't ask them for their mailing address, you know, name, school, email address, kind of the basics. So I didn't want to disrupt that process because I felt that we had a great landing page. Some people don't like to give their phone number. So how we started to use SMS is, once they registered for the webinar and the registration was done, they got the emails, they got the iCal file, once they clicked register, they got a screen that said, thanks, you're almost done. Don't miss your spot. Our events fill up quickly. Sign up for a text message reminder. And on that page is where I embedded the code for them to elect to give their mobile number for text message reminders. So we have seen an increase in attendance rates. The one thing I do struggle with is it increasing because now it's summertime and they have more time and over the spring, or is it from the text messaging? But we have done a few studies, and it looks like it can increase it for us up to 10%. So I was very happy with that. And that's how we kind of started using SMS for webinar reminders.
Well, it makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, my experience, Lisa, perhaps you've had the same, is that you can't rely on just one communications channel and assume that people are engaging. And the combination of multiple channels always works. I've combined, for example, email with the phone and leaving a phone message, a voice message, plus, you know, sending an email at the same time has a huge lift on the email response. And so this doesn't surprise me. I think it's very creative, and I think it's a great idea. So I also know that some people, like me, for example, react pretty negatively when they get a promotional voice or text message, right? So is SMS considered like spam? Is it intrusive? And related to that, how in the heck do you get the phone numbers?
Yeah, so like anything, I'm sure if you send an email at the wrong time or call the voicemail at the wrong time, you know, you're going to get those people that think that, you know, they don't want your call, they don't want this right now. But the way that we're collecting them, you know, people are taking that extra step to enter their email address. But what's really great about the SMS services is one of the rules is if someone's entering their email address through a web widget, which is what it's called when you embed it on your site, because anyone could go there, right? I could go there and just type in all my friends' phone numbers. But what happens is it automatically sends a message to your phone that says, you've subscribed to Symbol K-12's webinar notifications. Please reply yes to accept this. So not only do they have to enter their email address, it's a double opt-in for SMS, which I absolutely love. The other great thing is they can opt out. So much like email, where you can opt in and opt out, you can do the same thing for SMS reminders. Also, when you're setting it up, best practices, you're not supposed to send more than, I think it's, and we stay under this, but I believe it's 5 to 10 in any given month. So I don't, I would double check on that. I'm not really the legal expert, but I remember that there was a setting when you set it up, like how many do you plan to send? So you set that up through your software. And people can unsubscribe at any time. And when you send them a message, so like the morning of or the day before the webinar, we send them just a brief message, something fun, you know, like rise and shine, your webinar is about to start in 15 minutes if it's a Saturday morning. And they have the choice then to reply stop at any time.
Makes sense. Well, it sounds like an opt-in system that makes a lot of sense, and I'm sure works well. At least it sounds like it's working well. So related to that, and this whole sort of noise level and overwhelming amount of communications coming into educators, people trying to get their attention to show them a product or a service, I heard from an educator recently, maybe you've heard this too, Lisa, that she has 20 webinars on her calendar at any given time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, right? That just shows you the number of webinars going on. And it's more webinars than this person said she can keep track of, you know. So related to this, as you've already alluded to, we're seeing an increase in the no-show rate.
Yeah.
I think it's part of it is just they sign up for more than they can do, you know, and they can't possibly go to 20 webinars in a month or whatever. So what can we do about this and the no-show rates? I'm hearing figures, I don't know what you're hearing, Lisa, but sometimes 70% of the registration at group doesn't show up. How can SMS improve attendance?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that we've seen, and it's hard because there's always different factors, but I would say about a 10% increase by using it effectively. So I think that helps. And then a new thing that we've been doing, Glenn, as well is, you know, once you have someone come to one webinar, you want to make sure you give them the best experience ever. so that they will come back to another event. So we've started doing new things during our webinars just to make sure that folks have that great engaging experience. We've started using Twitter more actively while we're on the webinar, getting folks more involved to do live tweeting during the event, engaging them with our moderators, having chat happening during the webinar, sometimes even doing contests, just so that our webinars stick out and that the next time they register for a Simple K-12 webinar, they may be more likely to attend.
Yeah, all of that sounds great. I mean, I've heard of some of those kinds of ways of engaging, but not quite that many. I know you're always looking for new ways to ratchet up the performance of these webinars. So, you know, speaking of that and just sort of casting out a broader net beyond some of the things that we've talked about with text messaging, what are some other suggestions that you have, even if some of these are repetitive with what you've already talked about in your previous webinar, or some new things, or maybe some other things that you've heard about? You may have seen there was a blurb that went out from Agile Marketing yesterday with a whole bunch of webinar tips and ideas, which were generic, of course. They weren't specific to the educator audience like yours are, but what are some other ideas, creative ideas you've used?
So we actually have a couple new things since the last time as well. So actually continuing with the SMS, I was very pleased with how it's helping get attendance. So then I said to myself, well, could SMS help with registrations on the front end? So what happens is folks will register for each webinar that we do to get the notifications for the reminders, but they're also subscribing to all webinar notifications. So then what I've started testing is, can I get people to register for a webinar from a text message? And Glenn, you would not believe how successful this is. We have now about 9,000 people subscribed to our SMS list, and I've been testing it in chunks of like 1,000 tests, but I can send out a text message to about 1,000 people and get a handful of folks registered for a webinar. So the message would say, hey, you came to our last event on mobile learning. We have one coming up, exclusive access first for text message subscribers. Of course, it would have to be shorter than that. And then I just embed a short link. And the majority of these folks have smartphones. And if your webinar landing page is mobile optimized, it's a great experience for them to click the link in the text message, go to your mobile page, which is optimized to display on their smartphone, and in a few clicks, they're registered for your next event. So I'm really excited about that. I love finding new ways to drive registrations besides email and banner. The other thing that I'm very excited about now is Facebook advertising. And I know there's other platforms for advertising as well, but especially at our company, we really have to tie things back to an ROI. And what I love about driving webinar registrations is that I can track everything from Facebook. You can really target your demographic down to even the teacher's title, or if you're a company that does a particular state, you can target a state, titles, anything really that you want using the Facebook ad profiles. And then you can pass a code through your webinar registration to know that those registrations came from your Facebook ad. And if you have a value of what your webinar registration is for you, then you can spend ad money all day. So I'm really loving targeted Facebook ads for webinar registration.
Well, that sounds...
And then one... Yeah.
One more.
And then since that was successful, we've now started testing that same thing on Twitter. But maybe that'll be what we do in the next show, because I don't quite have the magic formula yet.
Well, I bet you will, Lisa. And speaking of formulas, we are sadly out of time. I don't have a formula for generating more time. But I want to thank you, Lisa, for all your good work with webinar marketing. I'm a huge fan of webinar and content marketing. Do a lot of it, as you know, myself, with my clients. And having you as a guest on this show is always awesome. I want to remind our listeners, Lisa, to take 15 minutes to hear my earlier interview with you, which is found easily in the archives on STS Radio. You'll find it there. And also to remind everyone listening that sellingtoschools.com, our website, is packed full of great articles and advice from all kinds of K-12 marketing experts. And also our SDS LinkedIn group has ongoing discussions about the latest sales and marketing strategies that you can use to reach the K-12 audience. Be sure to take advantage of all those great resources. They're free to you. And please also have a great day. Lisa, talk to you soon.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.